It's the radio segment that was just named one of People Magazine's most beautiful people below the kneecaps.
Ah.
Wow.
But,
what an honor.
But yeah. Above the shins.
Specific area.
Very small.
I didn't even know that one existed.
Very important area, apparently.
Laser Stories, the segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like everyone else does, except we have a laser, and those other ankle lickers just don't. Mm. His first laser story is out of Surrey, England. There's a 27-year-old woman named Lizzie Johnson, and, well, Lizzie is single and ready to mingle.
Oh. All right, Lizzie, get it on.
She recently had a Tinder date with a guy whose profile picture was him with his boxer dog.
Oh.
Boxers are cute.
They are so great. Yeah. They're such great dogs.
Because of that, the pair decided it would be a good idea to bring his dog on their date for a leisurely walk by a nearby river.
Okay.
Oh. If it's a walk,
sure. Yeah, it sounds awesome.
But a few minutes in, suddenly, the dog jumped into the river and couldn't get out.
We had a boxer, terrible swimmer.
Oh.
You know, like a lot of weight up front on those dogs.
And while the guy stood there giving, quote, useless suggestions, Lizzie jumped right in to save the struggling pooch.
Go, Lizzie.
Wait, the guy jump in?
What is he telling? How is he giving the dog suggestions? As if the dog is going to understand?
Backstroke!
Tie a knot into a rope and get yourself out.
As her date looked on with his hands in his pockets, Lizzie bravely rescued the dog, bringing him safely to land. Afterwards, Lizzie was all muddy and wet.
Yeah.
But her date still wanted to keep walking.
What?
Oh,
what?
My gosh.
No, dude.
Dump Who is this guy?
No.
So take the dog from him.
So they strolled for another 10 minutes, and then they both went home.
She was freezing.
Yeah.
She says the guy texted her later that night to check on her and to apologize, but she was, quote, too traumatized to respond. Afterwards, a prominent relationship expert commented on the story, saying, here's what could happen if you're a sucker for people who have their dogs in their Tinder profile pictures.
Right.
This next laser story is out of Tokyo. There's a 28-year-old guy named Kensuke Nakanishi, and last week, he pulled off his own Mission Impossible.
Whoa. I want to hear about this.
In the dead of night, he got out his gear and climbed up a 6-story building with his bare hands.
Wait, are you joking?
I'm serious. Once he reached the roof, he tied a piece of rope to the railing and dropped it over the side.
What is he trying to do?
Then he rappelled down 16 feet with no safety harness.
Oh my God, stop it!
As he was dangling in the air precariously, he broke the window of a trading card store.
Stop it. My husband is so into cards right now. I feel like this is his future. Mm-hmm. I'm not even lying.
Everything is popular. Pokemon, dude. Sports.
He did all of that to steal Pokemon cards.
Oh.
Yep, I knew it.
Dude, they're worth so much money. And they're so hot right now.
But for some reason, he didn't even take the most valuable ones.
Why?
He got away with over $9,000 worth of cards, plus another $2,400 in cash.
Yeah,
the cops caught him after they looked through some security camera footage. So why did he do it?
Yeah.
Kensuke told them he stole the cards to pay off a debt, saying, quote, I was in my high school's rock climbing club, so I wasn't afraid of heights.
Go!
See, those high school classes do pay off.
Yeah.
He learned something.
Afterwards, the store owner commented, saying, if you're going to pull a Mission Impossible stunt for a robbery, at least steal something worth the risk.
Yeah.
Basically challenging other people to
see. Yeah. Next time, look for the holographic Charizard, okay, first edition.
This next laser story is out of Travel Headquarters. A new tourism ad for South Australia is going viral because it's very suggestive.
Oh, la la.
All right, are we booking our plane tickets?
Let's
is that
go,
what you're
everybody.
Saying?
It seems intentional because the people behind it did another suggestive ad for Australia's Northern Territory, which got banned in 2016.
It got banned? Oh, it was that bad?
Really?
Anyway, the new ad talks about all the amazing food they have to offer in South Australia.
Okay.
Here's the clip.
Your tongue yearns for a certain sensation. Your heart and soul flower through flavor. Is it time to bask in Australian bush, native to our southern lands? Is it time to discover a new zest for life and explore our hidden delights? It's time to go down south with your mouth.
I love it.
So yeah.
I love it.
Go down south with your mouth.
Yeah.
That's a real marketing slogan for food in South Australia.
It's so smart. Clever. It's so smart.
In fact, they already have a YouTube channel, social media, a website, and merchandise, including T-shirts, beer koozies, and Go Down South with Your Mouth stickers.
You're telling me that URL was still available to them?
Amazing.
That is the most shocking part to me.
This next laser story is out of the Chummy Study of Buddies.
What?
I'm pretty sure that's the scientific name of the study.
Ah, okay.
A behavioral psychologist in the UK just shared some new research into how many friends we actually need.
Mm.
And he says we definitely need some, but we don't have the emotional capacity or the energy to handle too many.
Are you guys down to do any shrooms?
Oh, I missed that clip.
Here are the exact numbers you need, according to his research. You need 5 best friends. That's someone who you'd give a kidney to.
5?
Oh, yeah.
I got it.
Yeah, I think I have it, too.
And
yeah.
People always make fun of me for saying that I have more than one best friend.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah,
everyone's
science
your best
backs
friend.
Me up.
You'll need 12 to 15 supportive friends. Those are people who'd be really upset if you died.
Mm.
Being
upset. Yeah. That means there's only 12 people crying at your funeral. Just want to let you know.
Oh, no.
You need 50 good friends. Those are people you'd invite to a big birthday party, but maybe not a small dinner party.
I think I have 50 friends.
I was like, yeah, I don't know.
Of course you do. You just graduated college. I mean, that's like the time where you have the most friends.
Yeah, that's
isn't
true.
It?
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Lots of friends.
Yeah. Sure.
Alexis needs some friends.
Do you need to hang out with me?
Oh, no.
Oh,
no.
Are you sure?
No, I have 50 more in front of you. Don't worry.
No. Text him to 78592 if you'd like to be Alexis's friend.
Okay.
And finally, research says you need 150 regular friends. Those are people you'd be happy to see at weddings or reunions, but don't keep in touch with all the time.
Okay.
He also says the best number of people for a dinner party is 6.
Hmm.
The best number for a vacation is 8.
A vacation with 8 people?
Like a fun time.
Fun. I've done that before to Hawaii a long
that
time ago.
That sounds like a nightmare to me. Too hard to get a dinner reservation.
No, I guess.
Yeah.
The best number for a book club is 10.
Brooke, you're in a book
club?
Yeah,
you back that up.
I am. Yeah.
I guess if we're throwing out numbers, this guy has a few favorites. It's 6 and 9.
Oh.
I don't know why.
Yeah.
But they are on his LinkedIn profile.
Huh.
It means Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again same time on Monday.